Hi, this is the May 13, 2024 edition of Scholastic News for grades 5 and 6. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Karen Finnegan. On the front cover is the headline Breaking Through, and it reads, "This summer, Victor Montalvo will go for the gold in the newest Olympic sport, breaking." World news, going for the gold. A style of dance called breaking is making its first Olympic appearance. As you read, think about why will the Olympics be special to the breakers on Team USA? Words to know, qualify, verb, to perform successfully enough to earn a spot on a team. Debut, noun, first appearance. Victor Montalvo stepped onto the stage as hip-hop beats thumped in the background. In the span of a few dizzying seconds, he went from a backspin to a spinning handstand to a headstand. In between flips and tumbles, his feet never stopped moving. That performance last September won Montalvo the World Dance Sport Federation World Breaking Championship. With his victory, he became the first person to qualify for a spot on Team USA's breaking team. Breaking is a style of hip-hop dance that is set to make its Olympic debut at the Summer Games. Starting in late July, about 10,500 athletes from around the world will gather in Paris, France. They'll compete in 32 sports such as gymnastics, swimming, basketball, and skateboarding. Montalvo, who is known as B-Boy Victor, and the other members of the U.S. breaking team have a big responsibility. They'll be representing the country where breaking was born. "I want to show people how beautiful an art form it is," Montalvo says. Hip-hop roots. Breaking was born in the Bronx in New York City. In 1973, DJ Kool Herc created a new style of music called hip-hop. At parties, DJs would spin records and create beats. MCs, some of whom were early rappers, added words to the music. One thing that made hip-hop music stand out was the break. During a break, rapping and all instruments stopped, except for the drums. That's when the breaking would begin. Dancers known as B-boys and B-girls took turns showing off their moves. People would form a circle. Two breakers would move to the middle and have a dance, quote, battle, unquote, doing backflips, head spins, and other acrobatic moves. Breaking took over the Bronx. It wasn't long before the art form spread beyond New York City. A winning attitude. Growing up in Kissimmee, Florida, Montalvo was introduced to breaking by his father and uncle. He battled with his siblings and cousins every chance he got. Montalvo entered his first breaking competition when he was 14. He lost but learned a valuable lesson. "In breaking, you lose more than you win," he explains. "For me, it's like keep going and learn from your losses." Montalvo practiced constantly and went on to win several major breaking competitions. Now he's preparing to show off his moves on the world's biggest stage. Olympic firsts. This year's Olympics will look a bit different from past games. For one, this will be the first time in Olympic history that an equal number of men and women will compete. And then there's breaking. Some people don't consider it a sport and say it shouldn't be included in the games. But Montalvo disagrees. He's confident they'll think differently once they see the top B-boys and B-girls in action. "Once people see it in person, they're going to be so amazed that they change their minds," he says. Montalvo also hopes the games inspire more kids to get into breaking. For now, he's preparing to face off against his competitors in Paris. "I'm focused on that gold," Montalvo says. What you need to know about the Paris Olympics. Paris joins London, England as the only cities to host the Olympics 3 times. The games were held in France's capital in 1900 and 1924. Every medal winner will take home a piece of Paris's most famous landmark. Each gold, silver, and bronze medal contains a small piece of iron from the Eiffel Tower. The opening ceremony will be the first held outside a stadium. Athletes will sail down the Seine River through the center of the city. Fact file about France. Population, about 69 million. The U.S. has about 5 times as many people. Geography, 212,935 square miles. It would be the third biggest U.S. state. Official language, French. Movie news, all the feels. Meet an animator who helped bring emotions to life on the big screen in Inside Out 2. Words to know. Distinct, adjective, different in a way that's easy to notice. Psychologists, noun, plural. people who study the human mind, emotions, and the ways people behave. Life can be packed with emotions. You might feel joy, sadness, fear, anger, and embarrassment all in one day. No one knows that better than Riley from Inside Out 2. The Pixar movie, which hits theaters on June 14, is the sequel to 2015's Inside Out. The new film follows Riley, now 13, as she tackles all the complicated feelings that come with growing up. What should the characters that represent each of Riley's emotions look like? That was the challenge faced by Michael Venturini, the movie's animation supervisor. He spoke with Scholastic News about how he helped bring each emotion to the big screen. Scholastic News: tell us about your job. Michael Venturini: I oversee a team of animators. I help them research and design characters, including expressions and poses. SN: what is the animation process like? MV: it's like one giant class project where 70 to 100 people take a small piece and contribute to one big idea. A film breaks up the same way a book does, into chapters. We call these chapters sequences. We work in groups with two or three sequences going at once. For 1 second of film, there are 24 individual frames of animation. We share our work with the director, who's the big storyteller. They'll give us notes, the same way a teacher might give you feedback on your writing for class. We go through that process until we've animated all the scenes in the film. On average, that takes a team of animators about 10 or 12 months. Once that's done, it gets handed to other departments that put in the lighting, the effects. It takes us about 4 years to make a movie. SN: how did you decide what each emotion looks like? MV: in Inside Out 2, each character is a distinct personality. We had psychologists come in and share their wisdom about emotions and how they function. Riley's a little bit older than in the original Inside Out film. As we get older, life gets more complicated and emotions are driving that. We try to get inside the emotion. For example, when you're embarrassed, you just want to hide. So we put the character embarrassment in a hoodie so he can hide in it. Anxiety is when you're stressed. You have that teeth-gritting, nervous energy. So we gave the character anxiety a really wide mouth with lots of teeth, big eyes, and frazzled hair. SN: how do you bring the characters to life? MV: the characters are like digital puppets that have a lot of strings attached to them. We have software that allows us to move each of those strings and pose the character. An average main character in our film would have about 2,500 controls, or little strings to pull. SN: what is the best part of your job? MV: what I've enjoyed most is how each film requires us to research and learn something new to excite our audience. We are, in some small way, a team of scientists. When we made Finding Nemo and Finding Dory, we learned that all fish in the ocean can be divided into two types of swimmers. Working at Pixar, you just collect interesting facts about life. Relax and refocus. In Inside Out 2, Riley has to deal with some pretty big feelings. Here are a few tips to help you manage your emotions and feel your best. Talk it out. Tell a trusted adult how you're feeling. Talking about your feelings can help you make sense of them. It can give you another way to think about the situation and help you decide how to handle it. Breathe deeply. Taking deep breaths signals your brain to relax. Try this. Inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold it in for 4 seconds. Then exhale through your mouth for 4 seconds. Repeat a few times. Make sense. This activity can help you refocus when you feel overwhelmed. Start by naming 5 things you see, then 4 things you hear, 3 things you feel, 2 things you smell, and 1 thing you taste. Think pink. There's a good reason Madeline Landecker's friends call her the bug expert. The 10-year-old from Benton, Arkansas, gets excited whenever she spots an insect she hasn't seen before. Madeline researches and keeps a record of each insect she finds, from rosy maple moths to carrot beetles. In March, she made her biggest discovery yet. She spotted a rare pink grasshopper. It felt really special, says Madeline. She carefully picked up the colorful grasshopper and saw that it was missing a leg. Madeline had taken in injured bugs before and given them a safe place to heal. She decided to keep the pink insect, which she named Millie. The fourth grader got to work making a safe habitat for Millie to live in. With her dad's help, she built an enclosure called a terrarium. She filled it with grass and soil, as well as spiders, worms, and other insects. She also found a friend for Millie, a smaller brown and black grasshopper she named Billy. Madeline gives Millie plenty of time to hop around outside the terrarium, too. She even brought Millie to school once. Some of the kids were scared, she says, but I told them there's nothing to be afraid of. Madeline isn't fascinated with only six-legged creatures. She loves all animals, especially her pet dogs, cats, rabbit, and chickens. And she has rescued mourning doves and baby rabbits. It's not surprising that Madeline wants to be a veterinarian one day. Picture this, citrus celebration. What do you do when life gives you lemons? People in Menton, France make huge works of art. The town has held an annual lemon festival since the 1930s. This year's two-week event celebrated the upcoming Olympics in Paris. Visitors came to see parade floats and huge sculptures that highlighted summer Olympic sports, including rowing. To make the colorful creations, workers spent nearly 3,000 hours carefully arranging about 500,000 lemons and oranges. Debate it. Should schools give summer homework? As the school year winds down, many kids are looking forward to taking family trips or hanging out with friends. But the students at Manlius Pebble Hill School in Syracuse, New York, will have to take time away from their summer fun to do homework. Some educators say summer homework helps keep kids' minds sharp so they don't forget what they learned. That can also help teachers because they won't have to use valuable time in the new school year to reteach lessons from the prior one. Students need a break from school, but 3 months removed from any activity can make re-entry difficult, says Matt Spear. He's an administrator at Manlius Pebble Hill School. But others argue that kids shouldn't have to complete assignments over the summer. Many families travel, and it can be hard for kids to do homework while they're away. Plus, there are still ways to learn while school is out. For example, kids can visit museums and historical sites. Here's what two of our readers think. Russell Campus from Washington says yes. Doing homework over the summer helps kids continue to learn between school years. It can also help students feel more confident as they enter the next grade. They'll be prepared and have the skills they need to understand assignments. Summer homework could be a better solution than summer school, too. I went to summer school after first grade and thought it went too fast. I would have learned more if the assignments had been spread out over the entire summer. Nora Sorensen from Idaho says no. Over summer break, kids deserve time to just have fun with their families and friends. It is important for us to have downtime and relax so we're refreshed when the new school year starts. There's so many things I get to do over the summer because I don't have to worry about homework. I go to camp, which gives me the chance to make new friends. I also go on trips with my family. If I had to find time to squeeze in homework, my summer would be stressful. News review. Let the summer games begin. Golden Moments. 1896. The first modern Olympic Games are held in Athens, Greece. 1900. At the Games in Paris, women are allowed to compete for the first time. 1904. For the first time, medals are awarded to the top three competitors in each event. Gold for first, silver for second, and bronze for third. 1936. The torch relay is introduced. Runners carry a lit torch from Olympia, Greece to the site of each Olympics. 4 is the record number of times the U.S. has hosted the Summer Games. They will be held in Los Angeles in 2028. The U.S. has won the most summer medals of any country. On the last page, there's an infographic about the Summer Olympics. You might want to ask your parent, teacher, or guardian to help you with the questions related to it. There are also questions related to the rest of the issue that you can ask for help with. That completes the May 13, 2024 edition of Scholastic News for grades 5 and 6. I'm Karen Finnegan. So long until next time.